Laramie, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Laramie, go ahead and introduce yourself to the Texas Sports and Sounds audience. Let them know what sports, activities, anything else that you're involved in at Hamline Collegiate.
Okay. I'm Laramie Benavides. I'm involved in cross country, track and golf, and cheer.
Who would you say, Laramie, is probably your biggest mentor in sports?
Probably my dad and my mom. They support me throughout all my sports and my activities, always pushing for me to achieve my goals.
Who would you say is probably your funniest teammate?
Funniest teammate? I would have to say Lainey. She's always making the team, encouraging everybody, and just putting everybody in a good mood for every workout that we have.
What would you say is probably your favorite sport to play?
My favorite sport to play is definitely track. I love to run track in short distance.
Wow, you and Kylie had the same answer, man. It sounds like you guys are ready for track season already.
Yes, we are.
Do you have any hobbies or any interest outside of sports?
Yes, I rodeo.
Oh, wow. So we got a rodeo girl. Okay, okay. What do you do when you're rodeoing?
I break away in team rope. I'm high school rodeoing currently.
How would your coaches and teammates do you think best describe you, Laramie?
I think they would describe me as kind and hardworking.
What have you learned from being a part of this Lady Piper program?
I've learned to leave it all on the field, all on the track, leave it all out, because you're not going to want to regret anything that you do.
Is there a coach or an athlete that you look up to as a role model?
Yes, I would have to say Coach Stevenson. I think she's an amazing coach, and she's teaching us how to prepare for the future, not just to win and do good right now, but to have a mindset for what we have coming up.
Now, I asked Kylie this, and she gave me a pretty good answer. I'm going to ask you this. Do you think it was important for you guys to get coaches back like Coach Gonzalez and Coach Stevenson, who had been through the Lady Piper program? Do you think that it was important for you guys to get them back so they could bring back you guys to the Lady Piper program that they were used to, like the boot camp that you guys went through? Do you think that that's prepared you guys for this season for maybe a district run in cross country?
Yes, I do. I think that they know the mindset we need to have. They know the school, and they know what it takes to be a Lady Piper.
What are some of your short-term goals that you would like to accomplish in the next few months, the next few years?
I hope to make it out to regionals right now. That's what our goal is for right now, and to do good in cross country.
What's the best piece of advice that you've gained from one of your coaches?
To have a good mindset. If you don't have a good mindset and you're not going out with a good mindset, then your mindset's going to be the same as if you were running.
Now, I ask every Piper and Lady Piper this question. What advice would you give the upcoming eighth graders that are going to be coming into this Lady Piper program? What advice would you like to give them?
Have fun with it. Just have the right mindset. It'll all be good in the end. You have your teammates right beside you to help you along the way.
Last question. If you could be remembered for one thing with your time at Hamline Collegiate, what would you hope that they remember Laramie Benavides for?
As a hard worker, someone that wants to go out there and compete and have fun.
Thank you so much, Laramie, for coming on this podcast. I always like to end this with a thank you and a shout out to whoever you want to give a thank you and a shout out to. The floor is all yours.
Thank you so much for having me. I just want to give out a shout out to my teachers, coach, and my parents.
Thank you so much, Laramie.
Thank you.